Aristotle is one of the three most important Greek philosophers, along with Socrates and Plato. And together, they really laid the foundation for Western philosophy, for Western civilization.
Aristotle not only invented logic, was the first systematic investigator of biology. His most important work was in the realm of metaphysics, namely the study of the structure of reality.
Aristotle was born around 384 BC in Stagira, a small town in northern Greece. His father, Nicomachus, was the court physician to the Macedonian royal family. In his boyhood, Aristotle first studied medicine before going to Athens at age 17 to study at Plato's Academy.
As one of Plato's prized students, Aristotle formed a different point of view than Plato.
Plato would simply believe what existed without trying to explain it, without seeking deeper meaning. In contrast, Aristotle would question everything that was presented to him to the point where he was able to discern the very minute details and not only understand what each of them represented, but how they all fit together into forming a larger system.
After Plato's death in 347 BC, Aristotle left Athens to live in Mysia, now part of modern Turkey, where he married and had a daughter. Aristotle returned to live in Macedonia in 338 BC, when King Philip II asked him to tutor his son Alexander.
It was a great honor for Aristotle to be chosen as the tutor for Alexander the Great when Alexander was only 13 years old.
When Alexander the Great assumed his father's throne at age 21, Aristotle returned to Athens and started his own academy called Lyceum.
Aristotle's Lyceum was a rival school to Plato's Academy, and the main difference was the curriculum. Aristotle's curriculum was centered on scientific observation and research. Plato was more dedicated to mathematics.
Aristotle wrote over 200 treatises on so many different topics. Collectively, Aristotle's work really lays the foundation for what we now consider a liberal arts education.
After Alexander the Great died in 323 BC, the pro-Macedonian government in Athens was overthrown. The resulting anti-Macedonian public resentment forced Aristotle to leave Athens for his own safety.
Aristotle went to his mother's town of Chalcis on the island of Euboea. There, we don't know what he did, he only lived another year.
At age 62, Aristotle died in Chalcis in the year 322 BC.
The most important impact that Aristotle has on our society today is that he has left this legacy of organized thought, and Aristotle stays with us every time we make a list.
Aristotle came up with the notion of empiricism, the idea that to understand the universe, you need to observe it and measure it and try to really look at it. And of course, this is the basis of the modern scientific method that all scientists use today.